an agenda? Any changes?
I'll move to approve the agenda.
I second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nobody. And we have minutes from our last meeting.
They're in front of you. I handed them out.
I'll move to approve.
And I second. All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Communications? See, you know, Cheryl's sitting out there.
She refuses to sit up here.
Okay, financial report.
Okay, so have you had a chance to look over Jack to figure out what's...
This report looked like it was the old one.
This was the old one?
The one in the gym packet from that.
Yeah, that's...
So there's one we...
I don't know if that was the packet one or if that was mine. It gets very...
No, that's the one's in the packet.
That's one of the packet. So...
It does not have the update in it.
So was it an update to just revenues or to expenses?
I've got
the updated revenues. Everybody's got those.
Okay. Oh, good. It
that
also...
I handed out.
Okay, good. And also, the balance sheet needs to be updated as well.
Okay, so we need to rethink updated balance sheet.
But I know what the effect is. Fund balance is still just short of 500,000.
Well, yeah, and this, what we've got here, this one, Sam, I handed it out.
Yes.
This is what I reconciled against. Remember I told you I was looking for this?
Mm-hmm.
So this is totally reconciled to the correct year-end one, the one that you and I worked off of. So this may be the easier one an easier way to see it. I find it easier to look at. But we'll make sure for the board meeting that we reprint the right ones.
So what happened? We sent us a packet before we accrued the revenue, and then we sent a replacement packet, so it's...
Yeah, and I got the new accrued revenue, but I didn't print the new balance sheet.
Okay.
I didn't.
I know the impact of this.
Okay. So can we go through this before we get to revenues and expense, and we can go off of our packet into this when we hit revenues and expense.
Okay, but
based on what we got in our packet, would be...
Keep mine over here.
Number five, starting with page five.
Okay. So this does not include the effect of the additional revenue accrual.
Okay.
So that's why it shows towards the bottom a negative $386,000 fund balance. In fact, that should be a positive $496,000 or so.
Okay.
Positive, which is what consistent with what we told you previously. Otherwise, the balance sheet should be... We haven't done all the capital assets. Pieces yet, but other than that, basically the balance sheet is okay except for that fund balance number.
And I think that's why I didn't, because I remember him saying he hadn't finished some of them.
Okay.
So we will get you an updated one for the board meeting.
Special funds and trust funds are all as they were. Then for revenue, I suggest we look at the new revenue that I handed out. It's still considered preliminary. I guess it's not final until the auditor speaks. Okay. But we got 96% of the revenue that we hope to get for sales and use tax, and maintenance of effort came in at 99%. So overall, not too bad. Total revenues were 97%. Our internet use fees, our room rentals went high, but fines and lost items were all really low. So we kind of thought about that towards the end of the year, so no big surprise.
And then we raised our fines.
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing my part to contribute. That's all I have to say. Because I never seem to return them.
So total revenues were $11,094,954. A little over $11 million. A little bit better than we expected. So expenditures, came in about 93%. So if you look at the one I just handed out, because I think it's a nice way to compare them. We expected to get in 11.3 million. We got in 11 million. So we were still almost 300,000 short of what we had hoped to bring in. But expenditures, we had budgeted low, and we came in even lower. We saved 700,000 over what we anticipated expending. And so our net operating gain, with the 319,000 we went into it as a deficit, we ended up with 503,000 to the good fund balance. And for the board meeting in September, we will have an accounting of why. Just haven't gotten there, and but it seems like it's just.
We believe it's not in personnel services, it's in the equipment supplies categories.
Well, I mean, part of that is in material, because we built in that thing.
We built that.
So there was whatever, 300
right.
and whatever.
Right, yes. So, I mean, it's things like, you know, big things like janitorial, where the contract kicked in April, but we budgeted through June at the old rate. So functional supplies came in very low. And those are the ones that have to do with materials. And part of that is probably because the materials budget ended up so low. I was kind of disappointed to see the training came in so low. But then when we looked back at it, and I will have a staff development report at the September meeting. Apparently I'm supposed to submit that every September, I discovered. So the report I looked at, we did a lot of staff training, but we used a lot of free webinars. So staff really got in on a lot of really great training for free. So anyway, there'll be a closer look at that at the board meeting. But that's good news.
Yeah, it is. I think the question from going to the board, obviously people want to know, you know, the big ticket items where there was a big variance. And the explanation for that, but also since we were fairly significantly under, even after accounting for the materials, the built-in materials savings, I guess from a process standpoint, was there any way we should have known about this earlier so that we might have made some different decisions going through the year? Or once you look at why the variances occurred, you can think about that. I would have that question as to is there something we can put in place so if we're going to be underspent by some significant amount, we'll know about it ahead of time.
And
or not.
And my guess is the answer is going to be we can't really know. I mean, something like electricity was 12,000 under.
Yeah, I wouldn't even focus on the little under ones. I'd look at
but
like
I think
over 20,000 or something.
But I think that's how what added up, though.
A lot of little ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be.
So when we take a closer look, we'll know. But but you know, so much of it was, you know, printing and binding outside was a big savings. We can see why that was. But I think there's another factor that went into this year's budget that. I think we need to consider, and that's, it was this staff's first year.
Right.
You know, I know it seems like this should be something they've been doing all along, but they haven't. And they were extremely frugal in approach and just not knowing in terms of, they've never been charged with tracking their own expenditures. So once you start tracking your own expenditures, you tend to be a lot more frugal.
That's true.
And so, I mean, I think that's a lot of it, is they just didn't know what to expect might come later. So they kind of kept saving, and then it didn't come. So I think part of it was just a great learning experience. But
And then another question I had. Let's see if I can find it. Well, it's on here, so. We're not showing any expense for the city cash. Oh, because we didn't.
You see that as a negative revenue. I know we
right.
we changed mid-year.
Okay.
But you do see that as a negative $2,700 over.
As opposed to showing the expense.
Yes.
Okay. Right.
We thought there'd be some more consistency because normally in that long term we expect that to see it positive, and we thought it'd be good to show it all in
yeah.
one place.
Okay.
I know. You're correct. Originally we had it back somewhere. That's okay.
Any questions, Sam, at this point? Just don't have something more.
And it did turn out to be better. One time we were talking about a $10,000 amount, so $2,700 was much better than what we were talking about at one point.
Yeah.
The line item professional services fiscal.
Mm-hmm.
That's we saved quite a bit on that. How did we do that?
That's cities, and it's a formula based on the.
The size of the budget, it's a percentage of budget.
Yeah.
It's a percent so of the actual expenditures. So to the extent the library saves money, then that expense goes down as well. 5.5%?
Yeah, 5.5%.
Of the operating cost.
And I know the other area that had some big savings was in the software.
Software maintenance? I think that I'm going to have to double check with Dan, but I think that there was we budgeted money to pay the vendor who we were going to go with for COHA, and we pulled out of that because we're not
right.
necessarily going that direction. So I think that's why we saved there.
Okay.
I'll have to double check with Dan.
Right, a lot of it is just small amounts.
And we're only really looking for about 200,000, since about 300,000 of it was the materials
mm-hmm.
budget, give or take. It
yeah.
adds up, you know.
Yeah, it does.
So it's as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it was a rough year, and yes, we suffered on the materials budget. But bottom line, if we're 500,000 to the good, I think that we're in a much better position to be in than 300,000 in the hole, and it's a nice place to start.
So we'll probably need to have a discussion at the board meeting about what to do with it.
Let it ride.
That's
what I'd say too.
It's my feeling too. I mean, I don't want to spend. I do not want to look at that to spend it. To me, it's a start on the road up. Okay. The next one.
And then, Jack. I know we're not looking at today the projections, but. Will you update the projections for the year end?
We did.
They're already updated for that. Okay.
We just don't want to do it all.
Okay.
That's what we're talking about tomorrow morning.
We have a meeting for tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay.
It was okay that I haven't seen emails since I sent that. I invited Jack, and I assume that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
So it was unclear to me what direction we want to go in on.
Frankly.
So the next one is the month-end cash balances, and so June we ended with 124,260, I think that says.
Mm-hmm.
So
cool.
That's
good. 3 months in a row.
So we're still borrowing from you, but not as much.
No, this means you're not borrowing.
It means we're not borrowing.
There's no, that would be, if that were a negative number, you'd be borrowing, or negative during the month.
So as long as it's
but
positive,
it's yeah, then there's no borrowing yet.
So we're actually, and then in turn, we're making portfolio?
Correct. You're making interest, you're actually earning interest on the positive balance of roughly 1%.
Cool.
Good change.
Yeah.
It just keeps rolling in, doesn't it?
We do it on average daily cash balance during the month. So if you had more negative days than positive days.
So it's not really a month end.
This is the month end cash balance. Or year end.
But if you did it on an average day?
Yeah, we don't use these numbers when they allocate interest.
Oh, okay.
We have a program that looks at the average balance over the month. Allocates it on your average balance.
Okay. The interagency payroll charges. I mean, payroll for last year was pretty much right at 100%. Seems like a different order than you guys.
I don't see the.
Maybe it didn't make it in.
I don't think it was there. I don't see it. I skipped it to live in action.
There, I've got it. Well, I've got it on this one. But it may not be winning. Oh, no, I've got the July 31st. Never mind.
I don't remember seeing it in the June UN. But I think it would work that it's close.
It was right at 100%. Basically, temps were low, but that whole Medicare thing. It shows on the expenditures. You can see it on the expenditures. So, and you can see it on the one I just handed out, the side by side one. You can kind of go down and see that. Retirement, regular and full-time came in high, temp came in low, retirement came in high, FICA for temps was low, group health was a little bit low, dental was pretty close, Medicare insurance was really high, so things, you know, they ended up balancing each other. We had some very high and some very low for some various reasons that were really one-time things, is my understanding, right? Like that Medicare buyback. The $95,000 for Medicare buyback, which we budgeted at $58,000, was just something that happened last year.
FICA really dropped, because we obviously must have fewer tips.
Yeah.
Should we mention?
And we use them less too.
Should we mention the other discussion we're having about tips? The city, you know, the tips that work for the city, including.
Oh right. Okay. I'm on that negotiating team.
They're representative by SEIU. Mm-hmm. So discussions have started with them. And the city has brought forth the prospect of doing what some cities do, including Scotts Valley and Capitola, to stop paying Social Security and instead have these employees participate in an alternate retirement system that's allowed under federal law. It would be an advantage to the city and library because, depending how it's structured, but the cost to the city would go down because there would be a lesser cost. And the employee gets a certain advantage because their money goes into a retirement vehicle that they can actually take with them or take in cash once they leave the city. And you can debate what's going to happen to Social Security in the future, but the main idea is they have some control over what happens to that money. And so that discussion is ensuing. I bring up the context of this discussion to say that $17,000 you see here may not be here in the future if this proceeds as being discussed.
And those negotiations right now.
So we didn't budget that, even though we knew, because it hasn't been negotiated or agreed to, but it's a possibility.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't affect, it's immediate.
It should be.
unless we agree to phase it in. Yeah, it's a good deal. There are a few costs, but they're minimal. So.
Okay. And why did we use so many fewer temps?
Staff was very frugal. They used a lot more training and getting other people to cover. They were just really careful about using temps. And the other part was July and August, we were double staffed, so they didn't need to use the temps. I would say double staffed. With the extra staffing, because people hadn't been laid off yet, so we didn't use a lot of temps in July and August, which is typically out of time, and we use quite a few for vacations. And then, of course, closing the 2 weeks.
Right.
Uses a lot of temps that we might. We're not, and this year, we will use them more since we're going to stay open and people are going to take time off. And then people are just careful. So those are the main reasons.
Okay.
I think also when they budgeted for the temps, I'm not sure what hours they budgeted at. I think they might have been budgeted before. It was fully known how few hours were going to be open. And okay. Okay, so July, did you get the July figures? I'm not sure these got into the packet.
Yeah.
They did, okay.
Can you share?
I've got mine.
How are you doing?
So July is, I'm not sure what to say about the balance sheet.
Well, cash stayed positive, that's good. And fund balance went negative. That's because the revenue that came in July, we didn't count towards the new year. We counted it towards the old year.
So we're back. We're on the arrears thing again.
Right. Of course. And yet cash stayed positive because the cash came in even though we counted as revenue for the old year.
So
it's holding steady.
So revenues should be at 8%, and they're basically at zero because we don't get anything in July. And what we get in July is for June. So we really don't have any revenue yet. And expenditures also at 8%. And everything I looked at that was high in terms of percentages, the explanation is either we put a PO on early in the year, or it's a prepay kind of thing, like dues and memberships. We pay our Pacific Library Partnership membership right at the beginning. So there was nothing that I looked at that I said, oh, you know, we're already in trouble. And if you look at expenditures overall, we're at 7.95%, so actually it's okay. Electricity was a little high. And personnel was running a little low. It's at 5.67%. You know, this time of year it's too hard to know. So yeah, so we still had 72,000 full cash in July, which is pretty good. Given we had no income.
Yep.
That's good.
So if once you look at the year end and you know, analyze the variances and why they happen. So for example, that library functional supplies where we had a big positive variance. Will you then go back and look at what we budgeted for this year and determine, you know, just some of the ones where there's big differences. You know, maybe we're over budgeted this year and maybe we can adjust that down and take that money and do something else.
Yeah, I mean, we can, and functional supplies may be the only one, although we have to look at you know, we buy library cards, when did we buy them, when are we going to need to buy them, and so is the, when's the hit going to come? And then if you say you took some of that money and threw it back into the materials budget, you can't throw it all into the materials budget because now you need more money, functional supplies. So, we'll look at it, though, and see what it looks like. But my preliminary look at it, it doesn't look like there's many places where I'd be willing to take a risk again and say, we did cut the temp budget, so we lost our margin there, a lot of the margin on temps. Mm-hmm. Plus, we have the 2 weeks that we're staying open. So, but one of the reasons I cut the temp budget was I looked at where this year's, where last year's was going and see if we were going to save. So that's why I felt comfortable taking some out of it, but I'd hate to go too far. And quite frankly, it's nice to have, you know, a little bit of a cushion for something unexpected that does happen.
Right, because we have nothing like that in our
built-in.
We don't have a contingency for, the roof blowing off.
Why everything's gone well?
Just keep it going well, and it'll be really smooth sailing.
I'll do my best.
Nobody will have to speak.
Okay. I spent my sales tax in Capitola and in Santa Cruz. The whale watch. I went on the whale watch out of Santa Cruz rather than Monterey because I wanted to spend my money in Santa Cruz.
Did you see whales? Because it's supposed to be a really good season for whales.
Yes, it is a really good season for whales, but you have to understand that Teresa was on the boat. So we saw two humpbacks, one blue, but we couldn't get very close, and the captain's words were, "You were cheated on the blue whales today." And I was like, "Yeah, well, of course, I'm here." We did see one. To follow it would have taken, they avoided it. And then we saw lots of dolphins and porpoises and sailors.
Did you give me a refund?
No, I saw humpbacks. We were really close, a couple of humpbacks. And we got some tails. No full breeches, but a good tail.
Good. So our next meeting?
September 27th, actually.
September 20th.
Right, I asked if that's okay, September 20th, because I plan to be on vacation September 27th and 28th. I have more out-of-town company coming. And I have vacation, use it or lose it, so.
As far as I know, it's okay.
I don't know how kind of reports. We should have August reports by then, shouldn't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe tied to, we may not be able to get it out of the desk, but you're kind of not
meeting. For the meeting. So I appreciate flexibility.
The 20th is the important day.
It just, this summer, fourth Monday has been a.
Yeah.
Same time, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right. I think we're adjourned then.